When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jay Grace, Lena, Noise Trebor, Handel Barlin, Green Nosed Mule, Charles Lamming, Anna Yin, Justine Silving, Zach Hoffman, Potato, Nikki B, Kaylee Banyard, Jessica Witt, Gio, Maria, Laura Toe, Bethany King, Birdie Nelson, Patricia Keith, and Hall of Mirrors Artworks. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Ben Meredith, Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith,
Hamid Salahurinataham,
Sel Sidebottom,
and us.
And you've all made it to a creepy kind of underground basement room full of onions without losing any hit points. So
you're actually doing
way better than I expected by this point.
Three spell slots.
I know.
We've read a kobold a bedtime story.
It's
I
true.
I didn't die. That is my main takeaway.
No one has died.
I've been a dolphin twice. Yes.
The best achievement.
Very briefly, you are investigating a old friend of Cell's. And you are currently in their onion basement, it would seem. You've now got a kobold in a corner.
That tracks with what I've been suspecting for a while.
Okay,
are we going to go up the next floor or explore the rest of this floor first?
Well, either this kobold came for reagents, which means lab, or onions, which means kitchen. So,
well, either's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we don't want to go to the kitchen.
Why
we're not? Just going to be staff members who can, you know, raise the alarm.
Yeah.
And we're not going to find any... Well, food, yeah.
Do you think we should head up to the next level?
I'm going to reckon so, unless this thing worked in a lab.
Let's go.
He was thinking onion.
Now that's relevant information. He's probably working in, or it's probably working in a kitchen. So
I think I agree with you. Let's go up to the next level.
Right.
Okay, you start heading up the stairs. Do you kill dancing lights? Are you doing it in the dark again?
Yeah, if we're leaving this floor.
Mm. Everyone give me a fresh stealth check, please.
Oh. That's better.
19.
11 for me.
Okay.
14.
26.
That's fine. So you'll start making your way up again in the dark. It's exactly the same as it was before, but you only go up like two floors, maybe two and a half. Like they're not scanning as normal floors because it's a, you know, old...
carved into a rock.
Yeah. For its worth, from this point you are heading up, it shifts from basically unworked stone to worked stone. Like masonry starts cropping up, and then by the time that you're already like one floor up, you're just in masonry now. But think castle keep masonry, like old style masonry, not industrial. So it's got a metal stairway in, but they probably retrofitted a castle or keep or something.
I mean,
similar.
I have a lot of points in history, so I could probably give you the whole...
Yeah, you could.
Do you want me to roll for it?
If you want to give people the info, then yes.
I would like to know whether he took over it or
That's
built
fine.
It. So that's 25.
25. Originally, there was effectively a ruin here. A long, long, long time ago, something was built here in the hopes of establishing maybe a military presence. Mm-hmm. Kind of got abandoned because, you know, it was a rock and it turned out there was nothing really, no one cared. Eventually, they converted it to a lighthouse. Mm. And then after that conversion, it converted to the Institute.
Right.
But this is over a long period. It's also worth mentioning that the lighthouse was a very old one, and it would have been proper, like, a single lighthouse keeper lives in the lighthouse kind of dealy, just plonked in the middle of the ruins. It's
right.
a useful rock,
yep.
not a significant
Yeah, yeah. So
place.
The Institute actually predates Yoshida.
Yes.
Right.
There was already something kicking around, but it kind of became the Institute under him, I suppose,
right.
is the best way to describe
okay.
it. He whipped it into shape.
Was a alchemist sort of place.
No, that's the thing, is it wasn't. It was effectively like a series of retrofitted buildings for, like, some of the stuff. You don't know everything off that role. That's why I've given you everything I can.
Cool.
Didn't become an institute until he came in.
Okay.
Piece of info that other people won't know. He didn't become an institute until he came in as a child. Reminder.
Oh.
Yeah, the metalwork, though, is sort of plastic on top. So heading up, you find yourself in what is almost a carbon copy of the room that you left, insofar as a bunch more crates, kind of higgledy-piggledy. It doesn't seem like meticulously ordered, it's worth mentioning, is... There's a pile of crates. That's it.
Right, let's check again. I think,
is the door closed and everything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dancing lights is probably in order.
Okay.
Yep.
I cast dancing lights.
It's almost exactly the same layout as before. Some of it's food, some of it's meaningless reagents, some of it's bolts. One of them has bricks and stuff like that. It is all mundane day-to-day stuff. But I would admit that for everyone here, it becomes apparent that, like, who stores bricks next to carrots?
Hmm.
Why would you do that? There's not really much of a system. It's kind of a bit hodgepodge.
I'll be casting tech magic again, just so any auras pop up, but I'm not expecting any.
Nothing. There's also not another spear there, to be clear.
Carry on then.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, let's go.
I assume that, again, there's a metal door that could lead into further...
It's almost an identical carbon copy of the other.
I mean, we should, like, check the rest of the... Maybe this is, like, a distraction place, right? Like, they distract you with bricks.
They're not going to expect anyone to have... I mean, I get what you're thinking, but also that stairway is from, like, a hidden cove that's really hard to find, so it's probably not a lure. This is probably sort of a central shaft with the lift and everything that just runs all the way up to the top, and, you know, megalomaniacs usually have their offices at the top of buildings, so I'm imagining all the important stuff's going to be right at the top.
Or right at the bottom.
Or right
as
at the
you
bottom.
Said earlier,
yeah.
Like, one of the two.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. The trouble is we could find, like, weird alchemical experiments and stuff roaming the hallways if we...
Oh, really? Do you think?
No, but in a, like...
How exciting? What
in,
kind of
in
things?
A bad way.
Yeah,
oh.
In an alarm-raising way.
Yeah,
well, like,
we
ideally,
don't
we'll get
tip
in
anyone
and...
off to our presence, ideally.
I mean, really, if we can just get Yoshida, then great, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
Exactly, so let's go to the top, hope we find him in bed, and then we can take him out.
Oh, okay, I see. Right, yes,
right.
Okay.
Do you head further up?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, you head up another...
I mean, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thing broadly.
Yeah.
So you head up another about 2.5 floors, and you notice there is something different. So you find a similar-esque... They're clearly like trade landings. I don't mean train, what's the word? Like delivery landings, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like a place to unload, load, blah, blah, blah.
A loading bay.
Thank you. So there is one additional factor in this one, which is there is an additional, basically, metal grate across the stairway.
Mm.
So... It looks like that's been added afterwards. So there is a metal stairway, and it looks like someone has bolted into the walls a thick metal bars and sort of chicken wire-esque things in between as well, with a padlocked door into it. So you cannot proceed up the stairs unless you effectively cut through or open a padlock.
Yeah.
But it's an improvised barrier as opposed to like a hard built-in one.
Seems there's something important up there.
I mean, I could... That cell could go for the lock, but
what?
I'm very aware of acid splash existing in the group.
I was about to say that thing. Like, oh, Hammer, do that thing you do to locks.
Oh, where's the lock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No. It's worth mentioning at this point. As you say that, you realise there is... You have low light vision. Ah. No, actually, you know what? Do you, cell?
I think so as an elf. And,
if you're an
elf
or a half elf, you'll
yeah,
have
you
low
do.
Light vision.
So
I need actual light
that's
to
fine.
See.
Cell... Over the course of the last few floors, you've noticed that you're starting to be able to make out the outlines of things.
Mm.
So there's probably a light source higher up the stairwell. Mm. Hammond, at this stage, not really.
Yep, well, disable device on the lock.
Yeah, please.
26.
26?
I'm aware we didn't check for traps, but...
Oh, no, yeah.
For what it's worth, through. It would have to be an amazing trap because it's a clear... Yeah. Not like there's nowhere to hide it, as far as you can tell. You undo a padlock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a padlock. Mm-hmm. It's a decent padlock. It's worth keeping if you're on the lookout for locks.
If you're collecting locks,
it's a good one to keep.
Cell is very excited by having a bag of holding and hasn't decided what they're going to start a collection of.
Oh, yet. So you're in the opening stages of like every Skyrim, Oblivion, cabbage, chair, piece of wood.
Yeah, I can sell it for like 1 GP.
Yeah, you open it, it's trivially easy. You notice...
That's not true. With my diplomacy bonus, I'll sell it for 2 GP.
What I would say is you notice, like, you don't immediately yank it open. You notice that the hinges are a little bit rusted. It clearly hasn't been opened in a while. That said, I'm giving you, you'll have oil on you to just oil that hinge if you want, stuff like that. Yeah.
Got stinky vinegar.
So
de-rust it.
Oh, wait. Oil.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's rusty like that. With it. I don't think that kobold being very small could have necessarily opened that rusty gate. So I don't know if the kobold gave him appearance. What I'm just kind of beginning to deduce.
Strange, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking that maybe we were in like the mundane section, and now we've gone through the locked door. And this is sort of like the more interesting.
So this is where we're going to get the alchemical experiments.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Maybe not. Let's have a look.
Okay.
So is it just me, or is it getting a bit more colourful?
Well, I mean, there's light.
That's it.
There's some
light.
Right.
I mean, it's gone from completely and utterly black to, pretty much black. So
maybe. Right, well, you'll be able to join the land of the seeing in a little bit.
Okay. Do you head up?
Up we go.
Yep.
Yeah. With my accent that's from everywhere.
Yeah. You're going up maybe another 2.5 floors. Like, these are clearly regular, like... Again, like, Cell will get this for free, the rest of you will get this sort of as it's coming. Is an order has clearly been imposed on this building, so there's the odd mark of, like, someone's maybe shifted something here, shifted something there, so someone's come in and found a building that's irregular and gone, no, this is regular, let's make this regular. As you head up, Hamid, eventually you do start seeing little bits of light, and you realise that, maybe... quite far up, like it's still disappearing beyond you can see because of stuff and so on, because there isn't a stairwell because it's going around the lift shaft, so there's too much in the way, but light is coming in. There's probably a window or something similar. You make it up to 2.5 floors. Everyone give me
a ragged hole in the wall.
Everyone give me a perception check, but Hamid's still taking penalties, I'm afraid.
Oh yeah. No, and I rolled a 2 as well. Because the dice know.
The dice, they know.
18.
I rolled a 2.
Don't forget you have your horrendous modifier. How long does that last?
Oh, no, that is only on a targeted creature.
Oh, okay.
I only have 15.
And I also have 15. My total was also 15.
Mine's the highest!
Yay!
What was that,
18.
That's enough. The rest, it's not.
I get to know things!
You notice, as you're coming up on the new loading bay...
Let the record show that Ellen is given the smuggest look.
The loading bay has a couple of crates, but they're empty. They've already been dealt with. They're also clearly not been moved in a long time, like dusted cobwebs. All of you can see this. You also notice there is a small stain that is poking out from underneath the door, the metal door that leads sort of further in from wherever you are. It is very, very faded. The only way that you've noticed it is everyone's maybe gone poking around the room and you happen to go to the door first and you can just see the lip of a stain on the other side of that door.
Oh, what colour is it?
It is just a discoloration at this stage. As in, like, okay. You know, like, say a damp patch in a dry piece of wood, like, whatever has stained it for free, you know, must have been ages ago. Like, ages and ages ago. There isn't a colour to it, really.
Okay. Well, I found a weird stain, but I don't know if that's very helpful.
Right.
Leads through the door.
Let's open it.
And it's the most interesting thing we've seen through a door. So.
Yeah, well, we haven't gone through the doors in any of the other floors.
How about we open the door? Could just be a painting room.
Yeah, I mean...
Should I turn the dancing lights off first?
I think so. Also, Cell, you're the quietest, I think, so...
I've never been called quiet before. That's really very interesting.
I mean, technically, I said quietest.
Oh, right, okay.
We're just all very loud.
Right. See, I was just thinking, you know, what could be a stain? It could be, like, there could be an artist job.
Why don't you open the door and we can find out?
Or it could... Oh, okay. Just join the speculating bit.
Should I turn the dancing lights off? I mean, I know there's some light in here anyway, but it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It is the difference between you being able to navigate and not having the dancing lights, to be clear.
Yeah, I'll turn them off.
Yeah.
Okay. There's... Yeah, you're not really operational still at this stage.
Yeah, fair. Oh yeah,
this isn't a submarine door. This is just a handle door.
Okay. Well,
it is worth noticing as well. And for free, you get this. Mm. This is another door that clearly hasn't opened in ages. Like cobwebs are kind of up against it. And so,
wait, what? Check for traps.
I don't know how to do that.
Just look for them.
Okay.
Look through the keyhole. See if there's any like weird. Hang on a minute. We can both have a look, but I'll guide you through it. I don't know, but I saw Sasha do it a couple of times. And
who?
Someone we used to know.
Oh, okay.
But she was very good at it.
Azu looks sad.
Nice to know. I'm really happy for you. It's good to know people that know how to do things. I find it very useful.
Well, she's dead now, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that happens.
Might not be.
Might not.
Anyway.
So the
she was very good at looking
door,
for traps.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to look for sort of.
I see what you mean about me being the quietest. That was irrelevant information. Okay.
Let's just.
Through them.
Okay.
Through the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got 22.
I only rolled a 2. So that's a 15.
So, Zolf immediately is at the keyhole. Cell. You do the keyhole, then I'll look around the outside, I guess. You can see through the keyhole. There isn't a key in the door or something, so you can just see what's on the other side of the room because there's some light coming in.
Oh, yeah, that's how this works.
For what it's worth, it's not... You wouldn't have known... It's not like light is streaming in. It's the middle of the night, remember? Mm-hmm. So, looking through the door, off the original perception check, what you can see is... quite a lot, so bear with me on this one. Don't ask questions till I finish describing.
I shall be quiet.
I want you to start by beginning to imagine a comparatively long corridor for an aristocratic building. So think portraits on the wall, that kind of thing. However, I want you to also sort of layer onto that the kind of old Victorian vibe, if you know places that people would go for recuperation. That kind of thing. However, it's completely derelict on the other side.
Oh no. So is it like a sanatorium?
Yes, but I'm trying to steer you away from things like Bedlam, to be clear. It's not chains on the wall
kind of
thing.
It's a fancy sanatorium.
But it looks like it's gone to seed. So there is a chaise longue in that corridor that you can see.
Sorry. A sanatorium for the rich.
Better. Better.
A chaise longue.
So once you've got all that, you can see that there's light coming in from some of the open doors on the corridor. Clearly, like, a bit of moonlight or whatever. But there's not much, because it is still torrential rain and so on. The other thing is that you think there's something propped up against the door. You can only see, like, a little bit of it in the corner. You couldn't guess as to what it is. But what you can see is about 5, maybe 10 feet from the door.
Giant,
I have to say 10, because actually,
huge,
you know, accurate.
Eye.
One or two squares, yeah.
Huge eye.
10 feet from the door, the corridor, floor, walls, and ceiling are bright rainbow colours. It looks like, as far as you can tell, like something has grown over the walls that is bright colours and like full rainbow sheen colours, not that the walls themselves are like painted.
Does it look like anything we saw in Q?
Ozolf was there. It has a kind of Q vibe. Like, for Zolf, that's the first thing that you're going to go ahead and turn to.
All right.
Oh, well, it sounds like what you see through it is much more interesting than what I've seen of the door. The door I could summarise as door.
Right. Accurate.
So, I don't know, but I think through there is going to be quite dangerous.
Oh, cool. Shall we open it?
Well, no, hang on a minute. Oh. Hammond, remember Q?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of rainbow-coloured fungus is growing on the wall, so I've got no idea what it's going to do, and that stuff was really dangerous.
Oh, can I have a look?
Yeah, you can have a look.
The fungus in Q was not rainbow-coloured, and you could feel the cold from...
No, you can't feel anything on the outside.
But what I mean is,
as I step away from the keyhole to let Cell have a look...
Cell opens the door.
No, Cell!
So, Cell opens the door. Immediately, the desiccated body of the last person who came through the door flops in as you open the door inwards.
Knew it.
On top of Cell?
Kind of a little bit. Additionally... Additionally...
Oh, dear.
Alex rolls for effect.
Oh, no.
Well, at least it wasn't me.
Effect the first.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Now, Zolf is very wise. So he knew that was a terrible idea. I'm overwhelmingly wise.
Cloud of almost luminous blue spores sprout upwards, as in like upwards from the floor, ceiling, etc., closest to the door.
and are pulled by effectively the gust of wind of the door opening straight into Cell. As they are moving, you can see lightning crackling between the spores, sort of like it's more like an electrical cloud than anything else.
Oh my god.
So cool.
And as it hits Cell, it throws them like bodily backwards, dealing.
Okay.
Oh no.
I'm gonna have to do some math. I rolled really high.
Many.
Oh no.
Big many.
Dealing 32 electrical damage to Cell.
Ooh, any other damage on top?
No. As you fall backwards, the door naturally pulls close again.
Oh, right.
The spores don't spread throughout the room or anything like that.
Oh, thank God.
The second that they sort of discharged on Cell, they seem to disappear.
Is there not a body lying through the doorway?
Oh, no, he went full wholeheartedly on Cell, so Cell's basically thrown backwards.
All the way through.
Oh, I'm kind of
I mean, let's put it this way. From Cell's perspective, electric zombie! Let's just leave it at that. And I'm going to take a break there, and then we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. Sally, you conscious?
I've had worse nights.
Cool. Right, continue.
Do you need the electric zombie off there?
I cast Dancing Lights again.
Okay.
Oh, yes, that happened.
Yeah.
There's still a little bit of a staticky charge occasionally. You know the little flashes that you can get when the static on
set. Was there some static in the air? What was that?
Blue fungus. That was rainbow fungus. It was like cube, but it was electric this time, not cold. Anyway, so I know when
scary.
I said take a look, I meant through the keyhole, and that's why. So just, we need to be a bit more careful next time, okay?
But it was interesting.
Yes, it was, but
yes,
also...
but now you're very hurt.
And we're using up resources to make you unhurt again. So, anyway, I'm going to have a look at this corpse.
I'm going to help you.
Heal myself. Sulk.
As you approach your cell to heal them, I'm going to heal you now, if that is all right.
That's fine.
Can I touch you on the shoulders?
Oh, yeah, sure, that's fine.
All right. Gonna do that.
Not the hair though, because I've worked quite hard on actually getting that.
has it got even more static?
It's sparking. Yeah, there's actual sparks coming.
Even if you
out
said
hair.
No, I'd have said yeah.
Yeah,
that's 9. They're hard. They're actually quite hard to read. I don't like those dice.
They're not good.
No, I'm gonna put those back.
Swap for the rainbow crew.
Like unimpressed, like grateful, but not wowed. So
I can do that again if you want.
While that's rolling, you are examining the corpse, yes?
Okay.
As I said, I've had worse nights.
Still, it's good to have you, you know, not close to death.
Better.
That is 15.
And I'm going to roll the heal check
mm-hmm.
to examine the corpse, and I get 26.
Okay, first things that you know, there's no rescuing the patient.
That's taken real pressure off, Alex. Thank you for letting me know.
Other things to be aware of.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic and loot the body. Not literally.
Yeah, if you start trying to pour her, I'll be like, get away!
Falling back into old habits real quick.
Not literally.
I'm going to do Cure Light Wounds on myself.
That's fine. Sure. Just make sure you tally it off your things that you can do for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep reminding you because there's so many things you can do in the day.
7. I healed myself 7.
Your alchemist is as productive as I wish I could be. So, in terms of the heal check, as far as you can tell, this person was burned to death, most likely with some kind of acid.
Oh.
So not electricity.
Very upsetting.
Not electricity. You can discern that they probably died very quickly.
Okay.
As extra stuff, since you're examining the body anyway, they seem to be wearing the tattered remains of a lab coat of some kind. However, underneath the lab coat are some fairly fancy, well, remnants of some fairly fancy clothes. In terms of how long they've been dead, maybe 2 years.
Wow.
Okay.
That's better than Jack Hodgins on bones.
Well, the heel check was high. I'm saying between 1 and 5. It's been long enough for, like, desiccation to occur. No one has touched the body. The stains of what was the person are all over the clothes.
Ain't
and
goopy
so on.
No more.
You know it's been left dry, so, like, it's not a leak in there or anything. Cool. Nothing's tried to eat it.
Has it been colonised by fungus?
No.
It's kind of like a mummy.
Yeah. What colour was the moss in Q?
The one you got.
The
in.
One that did me lots of cold damage.
Blue.
You said this fungus was
rainbow.
Coloured. And this guy died from
acid.
And Cell just got hit with electricity.
Yeah.
Maybe it's randomised.
Have they made a super fungus?
I think they have, because the cold fungus in Q was blue.
Right.
And, I mean, it's very common for magical damage effects to be linked to colours, and there are effects that can deliver any and or all types of damage that are rainbow coloured.
So what? You recognise that the colour that came out and hit Cell was not the same colour as the
yes.
mould that you're dealing with in Q.
It
wasn't blue, but it was a different blue.
An electrical dragon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that a sample of this could be extremely interesting.
But also extremely dangerous.
Well, both words basically mean the same thing.
Do you have knowledge nature?
I do, quite a lot.
Give me knowledge nature. From the description, you might just know what it is.
I got a natural 20.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
From that, it's just like, oh, it's a prismatic mold. Yeah. So
you literally uses that exact like tone. Oh, it's a prismatic mold!
Oh, that makes sense, like a prismatic blast, or
yes. Yeah, right? So,
definitely.
Info that you know for prismatic mold.
I'll give Azu like a...
It's normally triggered
by... Azu looks blankly back, like, I don't know why, I don't know.
It's normally triggered by movement. Within about 10 feet of it or so, what will then happen is it releases spores. Mm. What spores release are kind of random, because it just has a whole mess of different ones. Sometimes it's acid, sometimes it's fire, sometimes electricity, sometimes it's... Okay, in character, sometimes it's bad for the vigors, like out of character. Sometimes it's just direct con or dex damage.
Oof.
You know it can cause confusion, the worst effect.
Yeah, don't like that.
You also know, this is what a natural 20 gives you, it can teleport you in a random direction. And sometimes multiple effects can happen at the same time. You also know that there's no version of this where you get off lightly. Like, it always hurts.
It would make such a great pet. But I think it would be quite hard to collect and keep.
It also doesn't move, and it doesn't have any sentience or anything. It is
even better for a pet.
So I'm thinking that, you know, reconstructing the scene then.
Right.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
This one, pointing at the corpse,
yeah.
was experimenting with it, maybe. And it went wrong, and then it escaped and grew all over the hall.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool. So what I'm getting from that is, let's not go in that hall, otherwise we end up like this one.
But there... Oh.
If it was that big, it's probably been growing for about 4 years, something like that.
I mean, that looking through the people, because I did not catch those details in the being exploded.
It isn't something you can sneak past
as
well.
It's been growing a while. It's been growing a while.
So let's just pretend that door doesn't exist and be prepared for more things like that happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Further up, after that... horrible little interlude.
Let's hope that it gets more interesting.
Oh, hang on a minute. ID.
Mm. Now I'm going to check the body.
Things that you notice, they have a golden pocket watch.
Ooh.
Pocket watches, by the way, comparatively rare, very expensive.
Okay, I'm going to grab the pocket watch and go, very rich, throw it over my shoulder.
Cell grabs it because they're not sure if that might be a new collection.
Antique
pocket
watches.
That'd be a good collection to have, yeah.
It's not like inscribed or anything, is it?
Oh, checks.
They have a picture of what appears to be a wife and child, both Japanese, in the inside lid. Human. Yes. Addition... Aww. Oh, yeah, sorry, it was a human skeleton. I keep forgetting in this setting I have to be specific.
And also, they may not necessarily be married to a human.
It's fair.
True.
And...
What? A person has family.
Just,
Helen, I hate... Everyone we've murdered probably had a family.
Yeah, but this one had a picture of them, so it's...
So now I'm thinking about it. Been reminded of murder and its consequences. Aww.
Also, like, this guy was just probably being curious and hasn't hit us.
You notice as well, they appear to be carrying a comparatively, like, small folio wallet-style thing. There is nothing useful in there, though. It's been heavily acid-burned. Like, anything that was paper is gone. Most of the folio is gone. You're basically reconstructing, going, oh, that was probably a... wallet paper.
Fundamentally, I can get nothing useful out of this.
Not really.
That's fine.
The watch, for what it's worth, will be valuable, but that's
Does anyone want this? I'm just quite excited by how they work, but look, that holds up the family.
No,
look at
it.
Look,
go
look
for
an interesting family.
If you want it.
What a nice family.
Maybe you can find them and give it back.
Maybe, yeah. That sounds nice. That sounds like an interesting thing to do. Maybe we should go now.
First things first, let's find Yashira.
Yes.
Yes.
Heading further up.
Mm-hmm.
Lights on, lights off.
Lights off? Well, because it's becoming less of a problem.
Yeah.
So lights off, yeah. You're heading up another, shocker, about 2.5 floors. From having looked through the corridor,
high ceilings, posh buildings, high ceilings. Like, it's a thing.
Sure.
What it is as well is, I'm not making you do fort saves because, you know, it's you're taking your time and blah, blah, blah. You've actually climbed a decent distance by this point. Like,
oh, for
like,
exercise.
You have gone from,
okay,
like, cave under a rock,
yeah,
all
yeah,
the way to, like, higher floors of a keep.
Sorry, I gave you that look because I was like, altitude sick. Oh, no, no. I was like, not that high, surely.
Yeah, it's just because going up this many stairs.
Yeah, no,
really,
it's quite
tiring.
Yeah.
Oh, your knees.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Like, I'm factoring in that you've probably had to, like, go, just give me,
actually,
like,
my legs feel fine.
So, heading further up, everyone give me a stealth check, please.
Right. Oh, there we go. That's more like it. Got a minus three there.
Hey, 21.
So clonk-a-donk, donk-a-donk, clonk, clonk.
12.
Clinky, clanky, yes. Clanker, clanker, clank,
dank. 16.
You do make it to another loading bay. This time the door is open. There are no crates on this floor. It seems to be as dusty and done out as the other. There's enough light coming that Hamid, you can now see.
Yay!
Because the light's coming in through the door, and the door has windows on the side.
Cell actually dashes to the door to look through.
People!
Genuinely very excited.
Are you standing framed in the doorway or poking your head around? The door is open. The door is open.
Oh, I was going to look through the keyhole.
Yeah. No, the door is open. That's how Hamid is able to see. Is enough light is coming
right
in. The stairwell has no lights. The light that was helping earlier is coming through this door and going all the way down.
Becomes invisible.
Okay.
And steps forward.
Come back to let us know what you find.
Be careful.
Right, yep.
Make sure to run out of spell slots. Hush you.
I can do so many things other than spells, Alex.
You're turning invisible?
I turn invisible and step forward.
How long does it last?
8 minutes.
Yeah, you step forward.
Mm-hmm.
What you see in here is a apparently empty but equally kind of derelict, mansion-y-esque looking room. You see that there's a number of doorways open from either side of the corridor. This corridor's probably an internal one, and then there's light coming in from windows from, like, other rooms and so on. Mm. Give me a perception check.
30.
Beyond that, you also, because that was a really good roll, you also see, without heading into the corridor itself,
mm-hmm,
you think you may hear, like, the faintest sound of movement of some kind, mm-hmm, right down the corridor, probably in one of the other rooms.
Okay.
But we're talking, like, incredibly quiet. It could literally be a curtain flapping.
The exciting thing is that now, because I'm playing a different character, Cell turns around and goes and tells the others.
Hey.
Yeah, so there's, I think there's something down there. It sort of sounds like a thing,
okay,
but sort of moving.
Right.
You hear this voice.
All right, so at this point, do you think it's important enough that we spend some of your invisibility on this thing, or we carry on upstairs? Or just try and go see without being invisible, but that might set off the alarm. And we're doing pretty well so far, I think.
I think we should go and look.
It seems fairly abandoned.
Like, how many times can you do this?
I mean, it sounded like one thing, so, like, we could probably take one thing.
Sure,
it might be a cobalt.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if it
fact,
raises...
this is wasting my invisibility.
Okay,
I could
well,
go look.
Very quickly, if it's raising the alarm, then that could be a problem, so I'm just...
Okay, well, I could go look.
Walks off towards the sound.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You head through.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find on either side are... You're heading past open doorways to other rooms. You're invisible. Technically give me a stealth check, I suppose, but, I mean, it's going to be so high.
40? Yeah, so that's 46.
Yeah, you're fine.
Ooh, I'm like a ghost or a fart.
Invisible.
Well,
invisible like a fart.
I think both ghosts and farts are less stealthy than you.
So as you're moving along the corridor, looking into the rooms on either side, first of all, you see on one side it's a toilet. Great. On the other
Woo!
Side, it appears to be quite a large room.
Right, it wasn't big, it was the toilet.
With big, big bay windows. It appears to have a bunch of overturned tables and chairs and so on. Maybe like...
Would have been like a ballroom once?
No. It's more like... I mean,
library.
How put it? A long time ago, potentially. But from the chairs and tables that are there in the setup, you get the impression it's a little bit more canteen-y.
Oh.
Or...
Would it be described as a refectory?
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm going for.
Would Hamid recognise it from his days at university?
Potentially. But yeah, it looks like that. If you go back way back, it was probably like... Do you know what I mean by a sunning room?
Vaguely.
Oh, with the asylum stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a sunning room.
Yeah.
So the big, unnecessarily big windows. But yeah, it looks like it's probably been converted to a canteen or something ages and ages ago. Heading further down, door on the left is basically a cupboard. Door on the right is another one to that refectory. That noise is definitely coming from the refectory room.
Mm,
so...
Okay.
I'm guessing
there's three of us are also heading down, but very slowly and very carefully.
That's fine. I will deal with Cell primarily.
Going into the room that's got a sound coming out.
Okay, you can see, one of the windows has basically shattered inwards at some point in the past, and like the storm is basically blowing like a window and something's just rattling back and forth.
Hey folks, I have found our foe.
Everyone roll initiative.
Our terrifying...
Against a window? Oh no.
Correct!
Oh no!
This is concerning.
Fear the window!
20.
19.
Can I get stealth checks from everyone that isn't Cell, please?
Bonus because we're walking very slowly and carefully.
No!
A natural 20!
Good.
Yay!
17.
Zero.
So, I am coming in on a surprise round.
Boo.
Cool.
What's your AC, Cell?
My AC is 9.
9? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Probably 19.
19, yeah.
That makes far more sense. I got good news for you then. The enormous creature that drops from the ceiling.
Oh my god!
Wow, okay. That's what we're doing here.
Drops immediately in front of you. Effectively, the way that your AC is working is you just go, whoa, and then just sort of stagger backwards. That thing would have dropped immediately on top of you. That was what it was going for.
Oh my god.
It is a large creature.
Uh-huh.
As large as it can be while still being large.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to do knowledge checks, like in a combat situation, you actually have to take time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you one...
A vague impression of like fluff or
paws. I can give you vague impression. Some kind of enormous jelly-ish thing.
Oh no.
It has things within it.
We're back to basics. This is like dungeon crawling classic.
Very right. Much.
It lands immediately
creature,
in front of you. And is clearly tried to go for you, but you have managed to back off quickly enough.
Oh, good.
The fact that it spotted you is almost certainly just because you spoke, though. Like, even at a glance, you know that like this thing isn't. How do I put it? It missed you because it can't spot you. It reached out, grabbed, and missed.
I'm still invisible because I have not attacked.
Yes, you are.
Cool.
With that in mind, then we enter initiative.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind. I believe, Hamid, you are up first.
Mm.
You haven't actually seen any of this, but you will have heard a pretty heavy... kind of squelchy, kind of heavy...
Ow!
1, 2, 3, 4. I run into the room and take stock of the situation.
Hamid runs into the room and from the other doorway, because there's two doorways into the sunning room, the sunning refectory, two things happen. One, Hamid has some memory of being in refectories before. No, the other one is, there's some big ooze-esque creature immediately in front of an apparently empty doorway.
Right.
And it's just landed and is only just reforming itself. But yeah, that's what you can see. It's facing off against an empty doorway.
Does it look like it's poised above something? Because I can't see Cell.
It has a poised kind of vibe near the door.
Cell?
Yep, just judging.
I do not cast Fireball.
Do you cast anything else?
Yes, I will cast Scorching Ray.
Okay, cool.
Which is against its touch AC, which should be nice and low because it's a giant, not very movable blob.
Mm. You are not wrong in your meta.
But I am getting -4 for firing into melee.
That's fine.
Oh, and I rolled two horrendous rolls.
No.
That's a 16 and a 14.
So you hit the 16 and you miss with the 14, which is within 4.
Within the 4 window.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to make a fresh attack roll at
Cell's. Let's deal with the Cell stuff first.
Yeah, just so I know if I hit Cell or not.
Please help.
17. Which is below your AC.
Yes.
Well, what's your touch AC?
14.
So to hit Cell is with a 50% concealment, so you've hit
the AC.
Okay,
so I've hit the AC, but now someone needs to roll concealment.
Basically, do you want highs or lows?
Highs.
So highs means he misses, so yes. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 means he misses.
Good luck.
Yay.
He does miss.
Okay.
So,
thank God.
Two rays of fire shoot out of each of Hamid's hands. One streaks into the gelatinous cube.
Okay.
One streaks... just past Cell, missing by...
between the two.
Hey, yeah. Buddy, no. Yeah, sorry. Like, ow.
I love that you are the friendly fire machine.
18 damage to the cube.
Okay. Yes. So you shoot into the cube. And, burst of flames and so on. It doesn't appear to have any discernible damage, but also cubes. I mean... you haven't blasted a chunk off, I suppose, but it's also not on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So take that how you will, but it appears... I suppose it appears undamaged. With that in mind, Cell, you're up, because you rolled nice and high on your initiative.
I'm going to step back. Being invisible, I hope I don't provoke an attack of opportunity.
I don't think you do. I don't see how it could.
Nah.
You know what? House rule. It makes more sense to me that you don't than even if the rules say you do.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm going to step back.
To a corridor that's foot. Opposite to the doorway, but not the corridor that everyone else is in.
So basically, yep. Back to that, and then I'm going to throw four bombs through that door.
Four?
Yeah.
Sure you don't want to throw one?
Yes, throw four!
Okay, so...
Destroy
bombs it. Away!
Try it.
What's the radius on them?
So that's the interesting thing.
Oh, no.
They do 11 splash.
It's one square. They're the same as the bombs Sasha had. Which
I was just double-checking that they were one square. That's fine. I was checking you were going to hit yourself. No, that was all I was checking.
That's why I went back 15.
So the splash won't affect it more because it's larger. You're going for direct hits, basically, okay. and then you'll get splash if you miss but hit the nearest square, blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Give me four attack rolls first.
So that's 13.
Mm-hmm. So that is a miss.
19.
A hit.
17 plus 8 is a hit.
Hit.
And 9 plus 2 is 11.
And a miss. So
that's two hits.
Two hits, two misses. And the misses don't trigger splash because of just the way these bombs work.
Three ones.
Ooh.
Oh. So that's 4, 5,
I'm
6.
I'm so happy.
7 plus 7, so 14.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you throw a bunch of bombs at it.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them blow wide, and I'm going to argue they... One goes through the open window, and the other one just kind of explodes harmlessly, like, in the room, but kind of mid-air kind of style.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get any splash damage,
No. But you've already...
Second hit.
Oh, was that just one hit?
Just one, yeah.
Cool.
Oh.
That's a better roll.
No.
So that is 10, 17, plus 4. Plus 7 is 21.
21?
Yeah.
24. 24.
Yeah.
24.
I do
maths. Yeah. Oh, we haven't done maths with
it
for so long.
Yeah. Maths with it. Okay, so those two bombs hit, and they do quite a lot of damage, and it looks like the thing's pretty, like, messed up by it, insofar as, like, bits of it have gone a bit wobbly off to one side, its shape has gone a little bit more amorphous and so on. So, yeah, you seem to have done a decent amount of damage to it, like, a lot. Like, it's taken a bit of a beating from you.
See, that's where you hit the thing and not your friends. Okay, that's what we're aiming for.
I hit it!
That's what we're aiming for. Not me. The thing. Not evil. Also, visible now because I attacked.
You were invisible and I didn't hit you.
That is fair.
Too much talking now.
I stand corrected. Thank you for your helpful comments.
The cube. Actually, I'm going to roll first.
Oh, dear. Ooh.
What's your AC, Hamid?
18.
Touch.
Oh, 40. No, my touch AC is the same because I don't wear armor. So it's my touch AC is also 18.
You pleb!
It's one of the few advantages of being my kind of build is that your touch AC is just as good as your normal AC, which is not true for any other character.
Overtide your flat-footed AC.
Absolutely.
Two fiery beams of energy fire from the goo at Hamid.
Prismatic again.
Oh, it's reflecting our own things back on us.
The first one deals 20 damage.
It's fire damage.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Second one deals 11 damage.
Okay. The second one basically does nothing. I take 11 damage total.
Okay.
I am resistant to fire, not immune to fire. So fire does a lot less to me than anyone else.
Almost a Targaryen.
Is he Durgan?
Durgan Hammett.
Oh
no, the squid!
So the blob then moves out of the doorway and starts approaching Hamid. It is now immediately in front of him, and that ends the blob's turn. I will then move on for the rest of the initiative order, which is Zolf, you're up.
Can I see that it's because it's sort of a? I think I can just about get a line of sight.
Yes, you can. To the top right corner of it.
Oh, it's just a cube. We just run away from it. It's not going to report back to its boss. Let's get out of here.
And then I'm going to sort of step forward into the doorway. It's okay. I can let friendly people pass so I'm not obstructing
That's
them.
That's fine.
And ready my reach weapon.
That's fine. And last one.
And my glaive bursts into flames.
Yeah, standard. Ooh. Standard stuff.
It's just a basic magical weapon.
Azu, you're up.
I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm like behind Hamid.
Yeah, you can do that.
And so I can now see the cube.
Yes, and the cube can see
me. No, don't move up.
And I'm going to...
Back off.
Is there anything else that you want to do?
We need the XP for killing it.
We don't go XP in this campaign. Alex just decides we level up.
Is there anything else you need to do?
I was going to intend to, like, pull Hammond out.
Technically, you could...
throw the half.
No!
Not hard.
Given that Hammond doesn't have enough time to react to you and coordinate, it would just be a combat manoeuvre check to move him.
But I don't want to hurt him.
You don't get... I mean, you're not going to deal damage, but he is not paying attention to you. If you want to move him, you are grabbing him by the scruff and yanking him.
Then that's what I do.
Then give me a combat manoeuvre check. Roll a d20.
And add that.
Yours will be quite good, but it's quite difficult to move people.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's 28.
Yeah, she grabs me.
Yep. You can. You're not going to be able to throw him, but you would be able to move him to the same square that Zolf's occupying.
I basically just want to, like, grab Hammond and put him behind me.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you can do that.
You so, hero.
So
he's the only one I've got left.
So. And that bleak note, I'm going to end the episode.
Hey, at least this time you didn't drop him.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening. Without further ado, I'm going to pick up exactly where we left off, and everyone is just fighting for a piece of fluff like cats.
Yeah, but it didn't make any noise, so we could have continued.
It was as Helen's talking into the mic and slowly doing further and further away from the mic.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming, and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.